Is there something you wanted to ask me?
How much wood could a woodchuck chuck? Assuming, of course, that a woodchuck could chuck wood.
Okay, well, based on that assumption, I'd say, not very much.
Okay, well, what was that?
What was what?
That noise.
Oh, my lunch is not agreeing with me today. I'm sorry about that.
Oh.
What were you going to ask me? What's so funny?
I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, yeah, the woodchuck.
Mm-hmm.
What leads you to the... What leads you to the conclusion of much wood, huh?
Well,
how did you come by that?
Well, given the average mass of woodchuck, and I mean, look at the way they're constructed. I mean, this is not an animal that's designed for chucking wood.
True enough.
The most unfortunately named creature I've ever seen.
Oh well, unlike squirrels.
Yeah.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
They're named perfectly.
That's right.
Describes what they do and everything, right?
Are you mocking me?
Now, would I do a thing like that?
I think you would, yes.
Oh, you wound
me. But to return to the topic at hand.
Okay.
Woodchucks.
Yeah.
In my opinion,
there's
nothing further that I can say about them.
Oh. Well, all right. What are your feelings on polka-dotted neckties, then?
Polka-dotted?
Let's hear it. Be honest.
Neckties?
I mean, we want the full story.
Well, I see, as usual, you're searching out the controversial subject matter.
As always.
Polka-dotted neckties? You really want to know
what
I think about polka-dotted neckties?
We want to know.
You know, that is a subject that has truly gripped the mind of the nation.
Indeed.
For as long as I can remember.
Mm-hmm.
And I gotta say that polka-dotted neckties just go totally against everything I was ever brought up to believe. And that's the truth. I kind of resent it.
Let it all out.
Polka-dotted neckties are, they're undermining solid, decent values everywhere. And
Amen. Somebody
ought to put a stop to it.
That's right.
That's what I think.
Well, all right. We're very glad to get that out in the open.
Mm-hmm. I feel
that. And I think that's probably one of the most powerful and longest monologues that we've had out of you yet. And some more like that. And yeah, it would be really cool.
Well, thanks. You know, with me it is possible to combine the quantity and quality.
Yeah.
Both in the same feisty yet lovable package.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Indeed.
You sound like you don't believe it.
Feisty yet lovable. Well, yeah. Before we get too carried away here,
I'm just getting started.
Looking at the studio clock, it is unfortunately time to wrap up, so we'll say goodnight.
Okay.
This is, what station is this?
This is WPIT, Piscataquis University.
Okay, well, we're signing off.
Good night, everybody.